Good to be with you this morning. One of the phrases that you sometimes hear in North America amongst Christians is the concept of spiritual DNA. The idea is that just as you inherit your characteristics from your earthly parents, from your earthly DNA, so those who are your spiritual parents impart certain characteristics to you. And Paul, in his writings in the epistles, wrote to many churches as dear children, dearly beloved children, and spoke of how he'd yearned for them with birth pangs, and gave the metaphor of father and children. And what we see is that often Christians have characteristics, in spiritual characteristics that they have from those who've led them to the Lord and those who've led them spiritually. And it's a lovely picture. And one of the things that I've been considering is over the last 2 weeks is what spiritual DNA I've received from my father. I've received a lot of earthly DNA. I look like him, I'm told. Well, what spiritual DNA have I received? And I think one of the main things that I've received from him is the concept of how important it is to have a relationship with God. How important that relationship is. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Relationship with God. This last year has been spiritually one of the best years of my life. And there's nothing to do with me. It's no credit to me. It's God's goodness in revealing to me more of himself during this last year. And I praise him for his grace and goodness. And this morning, I just want to bring a few thoughts to you. It's not a polished sermon, but just a few thoughts that I put together on this subject of relationship. And I want to particularly focus on the book of Ephesians, and because that's one that I've been preaching on recently, and it's one that I think really does have that relationship as its center. And one of the things we see in the book of Ephesians is the whole Trinity being involved in our salvation, and in fact in this relationship. And just to look at one verse as an example, Ephesians 2:18, talking about both Jew and Gentile, we read, "For through him," that is through Jesus, "we both have access by one Spirit to the Father." And the picture of the Spirit and Jesus bringing us into relationship with the Father. It's a relationship not just with Jesus, but with each member of the Trinity. And so this morning, I want to look at three points at this passage, and I want to consider first our relationship with the Father, then our relationship with Jesus Christ the Son, and then our relationship with the Spirit. And if you look in chapter 3 and verses 14 and following, which are the main verses I'm going to look at, we see in verse 14 that Paul is praying to the Father. The prayer is addressed to the Father. And then verse 16, the prayer is addressed that this would be done through the Spirit. And verse 17, that we would know the love of Christ. And right, many times in Ephesians, we see this triplet of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.